Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terra Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
Today, I want to share something very important to you. And I don't want you to miss any of the things that I am going to be sharing with you. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Are we together? This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. By them you may wage the good warfare. Amen. This charge is a charge. Hello? I say, it's a charge. When somebody says, I charge you, which means I commit this into your hands. I commit. I charge you. I command. I command. I charge you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies. Hello? If you believe that there is a prophecy concerning your life, give me a wave. Just give me a wave. Yes. Everybody here is a seed of prophecy or a product of prophecy. Everybody. That's okay. Are we here? Everybody here is a product of prophecy. There is a prophecy over your life that needs to be fulfilled. For the fulfillment of that prophecy, much lies with you. Let me say it again. Everybody here, you are a product of prophecy. There is a prophecy over your life. And for that prophecy to come into reality, much lies with you. A lot of prophecies have not come to pass in the life of God's people, not because the prophecy is not true, not because the prophet didn't see well, not because the prophets have told a lie, but most often it's because of the career of the prophecy. A lot of people don't know how to bring into reality their prophecies. So, every now and then, they are waiting to hear something. And they continue to wait for something. They want to hear, thus says the Lord. While they have not made any effort to bring to pass that which has previously miraculously been prophesied over their lives. But still waiting, say still waiting. For more prophecies. Odi for shemen come. Odi shem come. Yetie. Professor. Professor. Prophet wa. Okukuda. Odi for shem come. Hello? It's all fine. It's fine. But I want to ask you, the prophecy that you have received previously, are you manifesting them? Are you seeing signs? You should be concerned about you bringing the prophecies into reality before even praying that I need a word. Because you have received prophecies upon prophecies upon prophecies upon prophecies. Even the one that is even in the word of God, even in the word of God, the word of God is full of prophecies. You shall be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. It's a prophecy. So this morning, cry, you have received another prophecy. And it says that it shall increase you with men like flocks. It's a prophecy. But my question is that the prophecies that you have received previously, how have you been able to manifest them, fulfill them, bring them into being? Are you here? And there are some of you here, you are still traveling to go and hear something. Hello? Professor! Say, Professor! Odi for Shemkom. How did they say it in Ghana? Balo. Balo Shenkom. Hello? The Ghana people, you are not saying anything. I need the interpretation of Odifo Shenkom. You see, the house is quiet. So it's like Ghana people are not here. Amen? Even my wife cries, even quiet. She says she comes from Jamestown. Amen. Amen. Are we together? So, Paul came in the spirit and started talking to his son. And I'm here to talk to sons and daughters in this house. I said, I am here to talk to sons and daughters. Today, I am not here to speak to everybody. I am here to speak to sons and daughters. Yes. Unless you are not a son or you are not a daughter. Hello? Are we together? Yes. Unless maybe you are orangus or oranguna. Yes. Female are what? Oranguna. Or Rangunel. Rangelin. Hey, Dalit is close to you. Amen. Are we here? So, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies. Amen. I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them, say by them, which means it's not just one, by them, You may wage the good warfare. For the prophecy to come to pass, you have to fight. Turn to somebody and tell the person that for the prophecy that is made concerning you to come to pass, you have to fight. Oh, I'm not hearing you. Catch and say, a DEA seminar, ya can't found, say a baby mono, as I said, okun a copa. Amen? Are we still together? We have all agreed that there is a prophecy over our lives that we need to do what? Fulfill. And I'm saying that for that prophecy to come to pass, one of the essential things for you to do is to fight. A Christian who will not fight, you cannot enjoy certain life. Hello? You'll be there and then and say that, look, me pay me wasam. I don't like what? Trouble. Me, I don't like trouble. So that is why me always I'm in my house. That's why you are pure. You are in your house. You are calling for poverty. Instead of you to rise up and begin to take your possession, to fight and take that which belongs to you, to manifest that which has been said concerning your life, you are there folding your hands and dozing and snoring. Mahantala Brandaya. Hello? Look, tell the person that please, Christianity is fight. It's fight. Say it's a fight. It's a fight. Your gentility will not put food on the table. You see, that is why there is a lot of poverty in the church. Because while some people are fighting hard. They are fighting. You are there and then you are sleeping. And you are saying you are waiting upon the Lord. I am believing God. I am believing God. Another word that they use. I am believing God. You have been believing, it is almost 30 years now. Your life has not changed. Until you begin to realize that the Christianity is a fight. I'm going to show you something right now. You want me to show you? I want to announce to you that, you see, your precious things has been taken by the devil. And you have to fight him and take it back. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. Hello? Say, I must fight. Look, if you are small, if you are big, if you are an adult, you are a girl, you are this, you must do what? Fight. Look at it. Is it Matthew? Matthew chapter 19, verse, give me 29, 27, and let me see. A strong man. Okay. Eh? It's 29. 29, right?
Oh, yes.
Say 29.
29.
When I say 29, you say 29. Say 29. Ready, go. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless his first bind the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Give me NLT. Hello? For who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man like Satan? Hey, like who?
Satan.
And do what? Plunder his goods. Did you see that?
Yes.
Only someone, even stronger, someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house. Did you see that? You have to be a macho in the realm of the spirit. Except before you can go to that strong man's house and to take that which belongs to you, you must first of all tie up that strong man. And you think that the strong man will just be there and he say, even an armed robber, when he's caught, he tried to shoot back. Then they're also shooting. They also. Somebody must fight. Hello? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, for we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wicked forces. Those are the spirit that we are contending against.
Oh, yes.
Am I speaking to somebody?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Look at the spirits. Principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against, you know, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. You think that they are going to allow you to fulfill prophecy? You think that they are going to allow you for them to stamp in your passport, the visa? When they look at the visa, no, they say, no, you will not go, it's a thief. But you have never stolen before. Hello? I say it's a fight. You went to the interview, no, you were sitting down in the interview, then you all of a sudden, you say, hey. Then they say, hey, this man is getting mad. And he said, no, don't refuse. They want to give you the visa, no, but when they saw that, no, he said, no. We don't want mad people in. I say it's a fight. Somebody was given a visa to travel abroad. Whilst in the plane, one of his shoe has removed and fallen in Kotoka International Airport. Hello? And then when he landed at his destination, he was so happy that he was great. Then they stopped me. They said, no, this man is bad. The next available flight, back to his country. A church member that I pastored before traveled to U.S. I mean, the way she struggled to get to U.S. because the family is very poor. And she fought and then she had a breakthrough and then landed over there. And she fought, got a job. One day, she was at the office. And the father appeared in the office. called, true story, appear in the office. Then he says, hey, da. He was surprised. And then he went to the office, you know, calling everybody to come and see the father. So when they came, they were not seeing the father. They were not seeing the father. No, then them two, small thing, they would take telephone right now. And then they call the police. By the time we say Jack, he has landed in Ghana. They say they don't want mad people in this country. I say it's a fight. I say it's a fight. I say until you begin to realize that, look, Christianity is a fight. So if you're not very careful, you'll be in the church for a very long time and not seeing anything happening in your life. Until you begin to realize that Christianity is a fight. You have to fight the strong man who is sitting on your breakthrough. You have to fight and take your possession. Oh, yes. Listen, riches is a choice. Poverty is also a choice. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. A choice. So person a here wa. A be here. O person with the year. O bet me the year. You have to pay the price for riches. There are a lot of poor people. They are sitting down for things to happen. No, it won't happen. I said it won't happen. Look, other than that, can I tell you something? Like people under the bridge, people in the marketplaces, by now, they would have prospered long time. Because God is in heaven and is seeing them. God has finished what he is supposed to do. He has given you a word. And you carry the word of prophecy. It is up to you to bring that prophecy into reality. Stop complaining and saying that I have been in the church, I've been in the Lord. What have you been doing? When we have removed our sword and we are fighting, then we cut off his head. You are there and say, oh, what are these people doing like that? What are these people doing? I mean, small church too that we have come. You know, small church too that we have come. I mean, the man is so wild and this is it's a fight. You see, look, even what happened this morning is a fight. If I don't take that stand, there will be lawlessness in the church. Yes. That's why when I'm preaching now, then I see that somebody is not sitting well. And the person is sitting like he's in his bedroom or something. You see, I have to say, sit well. I won't look at your direction, but by the time I realize, I've corrected you. It's a fight. Other than that, by the time we realize, people are removing their clothes in the church. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
It's a fight.
It's a fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says you should wage a good warfare.
Oh, yes.
It says you should fight for the prophecy to come to pass. Because the devil doesn't want you to manifest that prophecy. He does it. Yes. That is why you received the prophecy years ago, but you have not seen any sign. The devil is fighting The devil is fighting. There was a prophecy concerning the children of Israel that they are going to go into captivity for a period of time. And nothing seems to be happening. And then Daniel read a book. And then he saw that, no, there's a prophecy. And the prophecy has elapsed. It's supposed to be fulfilled some years ago, but it has elapsed. And then he said, no, something must happen. And I'm going to show you what Daniel did. Then Daniel entered into prayers. One of the ways that you can fight is to fight in prayer. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. Am I speaking to somebody here? So when you pray, you are actually engaging in spiritual warfare. As I said, for the past two weeks now, I'm not eating anything. It will not bring food to the table. Hello? No. You see, church members like crying too much. Church folks, you see, if God is moved by tears, by now he would have solved your problem for you. God is not moved by tears. It's moved by his word. I said, I'm preaching. I said, God is moved by his word. Are you here? I have seen people who have been in the church for years and nothing seems to be happening in their life. You don't see progress. And those are the people that they chima a lot. You it's a word. You understand? They chima a lot. They hop from one place to the other. Yes. Unless something is happening here. It's there. We do ho. Okotie enkoma ye she amanfo. Eh? Your nuni and shen kobli bido. Eh? Enkoma ye she amanfo. Eh? Prophesying over people. Then he said, wow! But you, they have never prophesied on you. Charlie, it's a serious matter, isn't it? Wow. What a shock. I said, what a shock. So that one of the areas that you fight is through what? Prayer. Christians these days don't pray. Oh, yes. Can I say it again? Yes. I say Christians these days don't pray. Yes. They talk. Yes. They have become commentators in the house of God. That is why you are poor. You are minding everybody's business. Who is wearing nice hair, which is expensive, and who is wearing the one that is not expensive? That's what people do in the church.
Oh yes.
That's what some people do in the church. Who is wearing designer shoe and who is wearing akpamia? Tell the person sitting next to you that, Charlie, I've not seen your shoe, Kra. Ever since we came here, I've not. Since we entered, I have not seen your shoe. I don't even know the color. It Amen. We are fighting this issue. Tell the person that, please, I'm fighting, oh. So I have not even taken notice of your shoe. Am I speaking to you? Is it fair? Yes. 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 Rise up and start praying. So Daniel got up and said, no. I think we can look at Daniel chapter 9. Yeah. Amen. It's a fight. I think verse 2 will do. Are we together? Amen. Ready? Go. During the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learned from reading the word of the Lord as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. Hello? So this is the prophecy. But Daniel found out that, when you read down, verse 3, you see, Daniel found out that it is time for the prophecy to come into reality. Hello? So. I turned to the Lord, God, and pleaded with him in prayer and what? Fasting. I also wrought by sackcloth myself with ashes. Hello? Hello? Let us say, or they then, in soon, edu kuniho. And or they, if anything, sackcloth cry at them. Kotoko. Yes. Don't go to go. And or they teach him. And or start here then, a bomb pie. Amen? 4. Look at 4. Ready? Go. I prayed the Lord my God. And I confess, O Lord, hey, you have always fulfilled your covenants and keep your promises. Hello? Verse 5. Now, so you see him. He was praying. You see, when you read everything, you see, at the end of the day, that was a release of that prophecy. That prophecy came into being. And when he prayed, you see, the Lord released the answer. But the prince of Persia The prince of Persia went and blocked the answer so that it will not come to pass. Can I tell you something? Your answers have been blocked. And you are sitting down massaging a woman's back. Hey! You need an answer. And you are rubbing a woman's hey. It's a fight. Things have delayed in your life. And you are chewing muff. Hey, am I speaking to somebody here? I don't know. It's like you don't like this preaching or something. It's like you want me to stop this preaching. Maybe I think I have to stop. I think I have to stop. But I think that some people want me to preach. So I think I will preach. Amen. You see, one time, Bishop Oyedepo said, if you're a pastor and your church is not growing, and you can get erection, you are getting constant erection, and you are always worrying and troubling your wife, it says you should go to the nearest police station and go and report yourself. And go and what? Report yourself. Says that, look, I'm a pastor, my church is not growing, but I'm always getting erection, and I'm always troubling my wife. Put me in cell until this nonsense is gone. Am I speaking to somebody here? If you are really troubled, if you are really burdened, something is really eating you up, and you want to see something manifesting in your life, you will shut the door, you will close yourself up, and seek the face of God concerning the matter until you begin to see signs, until you begin to see manifestation. You are not going to stop. I am here to speak to somebody. It is time for you to rise up in prayer and begin to contend against the enemy. Somebody must rise up and begin to pray and wage war. Your education is coming down and you are sitting down. Your businesses are coming down and you are sitting down. Your ministry is going down and you are sitting down. The time and the hour has come for you to rise up and begin to wage war and begin to blow in tongues. Zamakatum bahantaya, zamaho pahente le bahai, le mahanto le branda sota ba, ropakato ba. Oh Lord, I refuse to be poor. Oh Lord, I refuse to go down. Oh Lord, may you change my destiny. My destiny must be fixed today. Oh Lord, arise in my life. Oh Lord, arise in my life. I come to speak to somebody. Ah, you must change something around you. The Lord has given you power. The Bible says, life and death lies in the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Somebody must rise up and speak to the situation and tell, oh great mountain, before Jones, oh great mountain, before Sam, oh great mountain, before Nah, oh great mountain, before Enoch, oh great mountain, before blessing, be that removed, be that removed. Somebody must rise up and speak to every mountain and speak to every situation to give way. I am here to prophesy to somebody. Today, I don't care what is happening in your life. I don't care what you are going through. One thing I know, that you carry a prophecy over your head, and that prophecy must come to pass. And I'm here to speak to that thing that is upon you, that is inside you. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Receive it. Look, it will amaze you that somebody is hiding somewhere and then he wants you dead. Yeah? He wants you what? Dead. Yeah? That's why you have to fight. Don't take things for granted in the realm of the spirit. You have had a dream and all of a sudden you have become very poor and you are begging to eat. And you are there, you are not doing anything about it. You have to fast and pray. You don't just have to pray, you have to fast and pray. And then by the time you realize, you will manifest it. Because that is what the devil is fighting. is fighting. Yeah. There's a church member here today. I don't know why he didn't even come. You had a dream. Your brother is dead, and you yourself, they are looking for you to kill. And then when he woke up in the dream, it's like he was crying. And I said, make sure you come today. I'm going to anoint you. He didn't come. You see, unserious members. Yeah. So that when somebody is in a certain church and then the person, you know, something untoward happened to the person, then they say, so the prophet didn't see. Is that not what you say? Tell the person that, I think you're muff. Say, I think you're muff. It's worrying you. Your muff is worrying you. Maybe you can say to your own self, if you are holding it, my muff. Are we together? Most often, it is we. So, one of the ways that you fight is what? Through prayer.
God bless you for your time.